It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
You are a naughty little boy.
I am.
No, I'm not.
Are you gay?
Well, I might be. I'm not sure.
Hey, what's going on this side?
Is he retarded?
Don't you flap.
Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic. It's beautiful.
I almost feel better than Billy Bush.
That's beautiful.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It is BYOB Friday.
Yeah. Bring on the babes.
We are here with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of our buzz babes.
Beth
seven
Ann
of them
makes
rookies.
Nine.
Seven of them what?
Beth Ann makes ten.
Hey, and I mean that only in the best possible way.
That's right.
We're going to play Password here. Before we do that, we've got a few calls to take.
Okay.
On a Friday at this hour, always very dangerous.
Very dangerous.
Because at this particular time on a Friday, ladies and gentlemen, we always speak to the lonely.
These guys don't have
just
dates.
They're just realizing that they're lonely.
Let's go to Tori. Tori in Sacramento. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, Tori.
It's your favorite Tori.
Oh, well.
Oh, Tori Spelling?
I'll be the judge of that.
No, it's your favorite honorary buzz babe, Tori.
From California.
Do you know who we're talking about?
Yes. Yes.
We spoke with Tori yesterday, as a matter of fact.
I don't remember anything. I don't remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Well, this is Tori.
One of those fat-gaining protein bars is what I had. Yes.
Tori is...
I had a bag of potatoes. That's what I had.
Honorary
today.
Buzz babe from California. Who right. apparently will be part of our California chapter of
yes.
the Buzz Babe.
All right, how goes the cat? Have you gotten a picture of Tori?
Yes, we do.
All right.
Let me maneuver around Kaz here.
Tori
Amos. So,
Buzz. I have to reach around.
Very difficult for the newsman to do his job while people are sitting in his lap. Meanwhile, Joe Ardinger is joining us. Joe, people are concerned that you're, I guess, Tori, you want Joe to talk. Is
yes,
that right?
He sits there and just doesn't say anything. And I'm just like, what kind of guest is
he
this?
Hasn't really participated
I
in,
disagree.
In BYOB Friday. Joe, Tori wants you to say something.
Hi, Tori. How are you today?
Fine. How are you?
Thanks for the call.
No problem. You're doing a good job, aside from spelling my name wrong every time I call. And...
Well, I mean...
it's high maintenance, Tori.
Listen, we started the day with Judy Tenuta, and she just... Set the table for
Tori,
us.
Tori, are you Asian also?
No, I'm not. I'm half black, half Mexican.
Oh, baby.
And she's wearing a referee.
Caliente!
Outfit.
I can write a list of Jackie Mason jokes.
Yo estoy enfermo de la cabeza. I just saw your picture. Are you wearing a little referee uniform?
Yeah, it was for Halloween. Yeah, I was.
Really?
Trick or treat.
Happy Halloween. Now, why are you so focused on Mr. Ardinger?
I just... You know, he's our guest, or your guest.
Well, you've seen pictures. Have you seen pictures of Joe on the website?
Yes, I have.
Do you have the steam and undies for Joe Ardinger?
No, I don't.
Well, of course she does.
That's the correct answer.
And Joe is getting rubbed on right now. I mean, it's good to be Joe right now.
Hey, it is. It is. And plus, he's hanging out, drinking beer. I'm sitting here working, posting payments. It's like...
Oh, you're working on a Friday at this hour?
Yeah.
Well, of course, it's a little earlier where you
yeah,
are.
Yeah, it's 3 o'clock.
And the California chapter is going well for the Buzz Babes?
I'm hoping. I'm excited.
How many participants or potential participants?
Well, out of my friends,
potential
I have about...
participants. Say that 100 times fast. How many participants do we have so
Especially
far?
Especially after 14 Heinekens.
Yeah, no, I was exaggerating. Only about 12.
More than 6, less than 12, Mike.
Tori, how many do we have?
As far as my friends, we have about 4 going on. I haven't spoken with Buzz about it yet, but I'm hoping it's going to get going. I'm really excited about it.
I know 5 at least.
Thank
Buzz
you very
will be
much.
Keeping office hours tomorrow if you need to contact
That's right.
Him.
Let's go to
yes.
Heath. Heath, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Heath?
Great. I wanted to play Password, actually.
We're going to be playing Password, but we are going to be playing Password because we have like 14 people in the studio right now.
So we're playing with ourselves.
So you're going to have to enjoy it and listen to it.
I'd much rather listen to you play with yourself than myself play with myself.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
I'm all creeped out.
Very exciting moment here.
It's a PRA.
We have a very special moment. The general manager of the radio station is calling in.
Oh, good.
Oh, good.
I know who this is.
Michael Hughes from his Caribbean vacation. Hello, Michael.
How are you doing there? This is Michael Hughes.
Hi, Michael. How
Can't
are you?
Get me on
How are you doing there? This is Michael Hughes. I'm in Hawaii.
On the count of 3, can we all say hi, Tom? 1, 2, 3.
Hi, Tom!
That's Charlie!
It's lost on him.
Yeah.
Tom, you just had like...
Well, what do you expect?
Well, you had 9 women say hello to you simultaneously.
Hi, ladies.
Would you like to speak to any of them individually? Let me give you a choice, Tom.
Okay.
Here's our first Buzz Babe challenge.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, you've turned it into a challenge, have you?
That's right.
Is this a memory game
Buzz,
with Tom Gavin?
Yes. Give us the choice again because I'm forgetting names.
Okay.
Okay.
We have Allie. We have Kristen. We have Kaz. We have Anne-Marie.
McKetsy. Megan.
Megan.
Natasha and Nick.
And Joe.
And also Lynn.
Who would you like to speak to, Tom?
Allie.
Where the hell did Allie go?
Wanted to put on a smaller bathing suit.
Oh, she's putting on a smaller bathing suit. Why don't you talk to McKetsey, Tom?
Hi, McKetsey.
Turn the microphone on, Rob.
How you doing?
I'm
good night, everybody. Drive carefully.
I would like to apologize that Monday the studio will smell like beer after that. I'm sorry. Allie is here also. Would you like to talk to Allie, Tom?
Hi, Allie.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
So, any questions you have for Allie, Tom?
I like to have sex
at the,
with you.
Don't think that's good. Tom, we got to go. Have a nice weekend, okay?
Hey, I got a question, another question for you all.
Yes, go
all
ahead, right. Tom.
Guess what? Guess who's going to be on July the 7th up in Ocean City?
Who?
Your buddy.
Don Geronimo.
Oh, that's
yep.
right.
Yes,
yep.
Don is going to be doing what he loves best. He's going to be spinning records up at a station in Ocean City.
Ocean City, 98.1 FM,
that's
WOCM.
Right. Yes, right. He's going down there, and he's going to be doing what he loves to do, Tom.
Yep, and he's is that part of our CBS?
I don't believe it is.
No, it is, Tom, and you can watch him on Channel 9.
Okay. Tom, we have to run.
Yes. Where's Charlie?
Charlie's not here, Tom.
Charlie!
He's not here, Tom.
Charlie.
Tom, we have to go.
Charlie.
Tom, say goodbye.
Charlie.
Have a great weekend.
Goodbye. Bye,
bye. Say goodbye to Tom.
Bye,
Tom.
Bye.
There
he goes.
Jesus.
Tom Gavin.
Charlie.
No, just Tom.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Where is Charlie?
Yeah, where is Charlie?
He's not here.
Where is Charlie?
Shut up, Rob.
Charlie.
Let's go to Jeremy. Jeremy, you're on
you?
The Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, Jeremy. Jeremy, what can we do for you?
Yeah, well, you're going to...
All right, should I straighten out the phone screeners?
Who is answering the phones while you're not there? Joe, this is really giving me...
Hey, it's an intern. You can't blame them, man. I'm drunk and
hey, Jeremy, but sit tight for a while, all right? Talk to us for a while, okay?
Okay, yes.
I have to ask you, Jeremy, because really we have to...
No, my real name is Andy.
Well, I don't care, but I mean, I have to spotlight you.
Sounds like a Jeremy.
What are your plans? I really want you to answer me correctly here.
Okay, you want the honest truth?
No, shut up for a second. It's my question. You shut up. I'll ask the question, okay?
All right.
What are your plans for your Friday night? I want to know. First of all, and I'm going to ask a series of questions leading up to your plans.
All right.
Number one, do you have a wife or a girlfriend?
I have a wife.
Where is your wife?
In my wife is at the store.
She's not there. I knew that. Now, that's the first one. There we go.
Mm-hmm. My wife is in a packing crate.
She's in a packing crate.
She's in the basement.
So,
under the floor.
Obviously, you don't have any plans with your wife this evening, do you? Tell the truth, Jeremy.
Okay.
Or Andy, whatever your name, you gave an alias.
I have infants.
You don't have any plans, do you?
He has infants.
No.
You're going to be spending the evening. It's going to be a boring evening, right?
No, actually, I've got family coming over.
Wow.
Well, then you'll want to lock the door.
So you have a mother-in-law that's going to be coming over to your house.
No.
Who's coming over? Who is coming over, Andy?
My brother.
Your brother?
Yeah.
So what are you going to be doing with your brother tonight?
What's happening Friday night?
Actually, we have a lovely evening plan.
Comparing sizes?
It's going to be a nice little Sunday. It's going to be a nice little Friday night. We're going to the Home Depot. Yeah, cookout. It's going to be
ironic.
Awesome.
My hand is bigger than yours, and yet.
Andy, do you get along with your brother?
Yeah, we do.
Did you sleep with him growing up in the same bed?
You know.
Thanks for the call, Andy. We appreciate it. Let's go to Maria.
That's the real memory game.
Yes. Kind of stumbled on that one. Maria
Andy
Waterford.
Hated the grinding.
Bad You're on memory. The Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, Maria. How are you?
Did I just hear that Don Geronimo is going to be playing on July 7th at some other station in Ocean City?
He's going to be on the air down in Ocean City, Maryland, spinning records.
Are you guys going to be on the air Monday the 7th, too, or are you on vacation?
We're on vacation that day.
Oh, darn it. Okay, and another question. Why is Rob nicer to women when they're there in person than on the phone?
Because we look better.
You have to see these women.
Maria, I'm going to ask you the same question. Why why are you giving Rob a hard time?
Because he always gives me a hard time. But he seems
Maria, you're Maria, you're a radiophile.
That's true, Maria.
You call dozens and dozens of radio stations all the time.
And yet you find time for all
Yes, you do.
And you Maria, can't see your boobs.
Yet you find the time for all the pastry.
There he goes being mean again.
Maria, he's being mean to you, Maria.
And yet she said nothing. Perhaps her mouth was full.
Now, oh,
custard.
She hung up. Aww. She hung up the phone.
I hope you're happy, Rob.
Let's go to Victor. Victor, you're on the Mike O'Mara show.
Hurry, Coldstone closes at 6:30.
Hello, Victor. Yeah. How are you?
Wonderful. Do you remember me?
No, I don't.
Oh,
wait a minute. You're the 86-year-old man.
Hey, you got it.
Victor.
God bless you.
I tell you, the only reason I want to call, you say you have an Asian lady there?
Anne-Marie, step up to the microphone, please.
Hello.
Victor, say hi to Anne. Say hi to Anne-Marie.
Honey, where are you from in Asia? Japan, Korea, where?
I'm Filipino, actually.
Oh, man, you
and
lie
we have
a
another
little.
We have another Asian American.
Okay, who?
Part Asian is Nick. Say hi to Nick.
Hi, Nick.
This is Victor.
Where are you from, hon?
Don't tell him. He probably has a history.
I'm actually a quarter Japanese.
No, the thing of it is, listen, I've been to Korea 3 times.
Right. Don't talk about killing people in wars, though. Okay?
No.
Don't tell us how you
Korea.
I've been to the Philippine Islands.
Yes.
I've been to Majuro and the Marshall Islands 15 times.
Wow.
Yes.
And all down through the years, I have only had one what I would call
sexual experience?
Yeah.
Venereal disease?
Victor!
STD!
Only one.
You want to hear a true story now?
Peter, I need another beer while we're talking to Victor, please.
Keep in mind, the show only's on for another hour.
I'm going to tell you a true story.
Yes.
In World War II,
I like that sign, too.
In World War II, yes. I was in Yokohama, Japan.
Uh-huh.
Yes, this is a fascinating story.
This is a good story.
Yes, okay.
Now,
come on, Victor. Victor, we're short on time here. Get right to it.
All right. Uh-huh. There's a girl that said hello to me on the streetcar.
Right.
And then she pointed to me. And
was it Audrey Hepburn?
Wait a minute. And she pointed to herself.
Uh-huh.
And
hello,
Victor. Hi, honey. And she made a sign of going to bed.
Ah.
Oh. What is that sign? How does that work? Is that the sign where you...
It was a sign that said...
Excuse me.
Hold on a second. Victor, I'm not that stupid, everybody.
The sign said 2,000 yen.
That's right.
No, it didn't cost me anything.
Okay,
no.
It was free.
So she asked me to come home with her.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I went home. Her mother was waiting for us.
Right. Oh.
Her mother had set this all up because she wanted to be a mother of an American.
Oh, really?
Really.
So did you impregnate this woman?
Well, I don't know. I wasn't there long enough. I was getting ready to leave on the U.S. Hospital Mercy the next day. But wait a minute. Let me tell you this.
All right, hold on.
Wait a minute. I went to bed with her, and she would not let me get up. Cause she
Excuse me?
She wanted every drop. She wanted to make sure.
Oh, okay, Victor. Thank you. Victor. I'm sorry.
Victor, call back and tell us the story about the time you had a four-way with the Andrews sisters.
We love you, Victor. Take care.
Man, oh,
you
man.
Had them all,
oh,
Mike.
Man.
You should have played America behind that. That was moving.
John McCain, ladies and gentlemen.
Korea.
My name is Victor. There's one time where this Asian girl came up to me, and she made the sign for bed.
What I like best is he started, I heard you got some Asians in there.
Let me tell you a story.
Where are they from?
You know what's a gratifying thing is that out there in Radio Land, we have an 86-year-old guy on a Friday that is that ramped up to call the show.
That's
I think
awesome.
That's spectacular.
That's
call back on Monday, Victor. Let us know you made it through the weekend.
Way to go. Let's go to Larry. Hello, Larry. You're on the Mike O'Mara show.
Hey, Victor, he's a Culligan man.
What does that even mean?
I don't know, but somehow I laughed at him.
Culligan man.
Call me
purifies
crazy.
Purifies your water.
Hey, we're going to play Password here in a second.
Password.
Larry,
sure
Larry go ahead.
Then we're going to have flapjacks.
I wanted to weigh in on...
yes, weigh in on
Beth
it.
Ann, you suck, Beth Ann. You suck, Beth Ann.
All right.
Suck.
Yeah, no, not again. Okay. I want Drew off the phones officially right now, I swear to God.
Mike, that
right.
was Drew.
Yes, that was absolutely Drew. All right, we're going to go around the room. It's going to be Rob, Mike, Buzz, Joe, right. and we get to pick whatever Buzz Babe we want to play Password with.
All right. Very
All right,
good.
We're going to start with you, Rob.
Cool, I need a card.
All right, let's
we need words.
Come over and get your card. I'm going to give you a card here. And then,
I can hand it to him.
He spins, he can't right. stand up.
You can't Very play good. Password without
Pass
words.
Pass the card over to Rob Spiewak. And this is, we do this 60 seconds, right?
Yes, exactly.
Thank you for reminding me. All right, here we go.
All right.
And which Buzz Babe would you like to play Password with, Rob?
I choose Nick.
Nick. Okay, here we
so
go.
So pull the mic closer. And remember how this plays. You alternate one word at a time, and you want to make sure you listen to the previous clues. Are
Have
you ready?
Have you heard Password on the show, Nick?
A few times.
Very
but...
good. All right, here we go. Now turn the music down.
Okay,
and
I'm
60
ready.
Seconds.
You'll do fine.
Rob will be giving. Nick will be receiving.
Just as I pictured it.
Yes.
And I'll hold the camera.
Very good. And here we go.
First word.
Hard.
Oh, wow. I really don't want to say what I'm thinking right now.
No. Hard.
No. Wood.
not.
Like opposites.
Pillow.
Bed.
Kitty cat. No, I'm sorry, kitty.
Furry.
Furry.
Heading.
Rob, it's perfectly pillow. Fine if you don't get past the first word.
I just like seeing where her eyes are. I mean, her thoughts are. All right, pass. Needle.
Bread.
Pointy.
Sharp.
Pass.
Oh, man, I thought that was the right one.
Yeah.
Smart.
Third one.
Intelligent.
Intelligent.
Okay.
Owl.
I love this. I might want you to give all the clues, Rob.
Thank you.
All right, hold on, Rob. Let's go through them and see if I get them from you, all right?
Okay. Hard.
Soft.
Needle.
Now tell me if I'm correct, though.
I will.
Was I correct on the first one?
Yeah. You were right.
Okay, again, needle.
Sharp.
Haystack.
Is it pin?
It is pin.
Pin.
Yay!
Okay. Pin.
And then the third one, intelligent.
Stupid.
Owl.
Wise.
Wise.
Wise. All right, next person is Buzz. Buzz Burbank, right. Who will you be playing with?
I would like to give clues to Anne-Marie, if I could, please.
Anne-Marie is up. Make sure she doesn't see the card. Okay. And 60 seconds. Here you go.
Fracture.
Bone.
You looked at her, and I didn't know whether she was right or wrong. Fix.
Break.
Good. That's it.
All right.
Next word.
All right. Off and running.
Sail.
Boat.
Cheap.
Hooker.
I like the way these women think. Deal.
Cards.
Price.
Market.
Next word.
Wait, what?
Next word.
Next word. Very good.
Left.
Right.
That's it. Next word. Loser.
Winner.
Opposite.
No.
Keep trying, kids.
Nah, give up.
All right, next word.
Rob, get me the ding on here. I swear to God, I'm such a turn. I'm terribly sorry. All right, Buzz, try it with me. Let's see what we got here.
All right. Fix.
Break.
That's it. Sale.
Cheap.
Price.
Cost.
Deal.
Bargain.
That's it. Next word. We did left and right. Loser.
Winner.
Locator.
Locator.
Loser locator.
Mm-hmm. Fee.
Charge.
Next word.
All right.
Danger.
Is my business. No. I'm sorry. Danger. Fear.
Gamble.
Mike
Risk.
O'Mara.
That's it. That's it. You got them all.
Oh, good.
The word you didn't get and nobody got was finder. Loser, finder.
Okay.
Loser, locator.
Weeper.
Mm-hmm.
All
those
right.
are the words.
All right. Very good. All right. Now I'm going to play with Mackenzie now.
All right.
Here we go.
This always ends really badly.
No, it doesn't, Mackenzie. It's going to go very well.
Okay.
All right, Mackenzie, here we go.
Okay.
60 seconds for me and go. Oh, Jesus. I'm sorry. We're going to use another card.
Another card.
Just like they do it on TV.
My prerogative. Here we go.
All
60
right.
seconds. Lying.
Repeat that?
Lying.
Fibbing.
All right, I'll start again. I've had some beers.
I disagree.
You can't read the word that's on there. Do you know how to play?
I know how to play the game. God damn it. Here we go.
Fresh start.
All right.
Fresh timer.
Yes, fresh start. Mm-hmm. All right. All right.
Here we go.
Here we go.
First word.
This is exciting, isn't it?
Military. Installation.
Peace.
Base. Home.
I'm sorry, base.
Base is right.
Next word.
Feel.
Touch.
Yes.
Third word.
Rude. Hit.
Slap.
Yes.
Fourth word.
Police.
Man.
Handcuffs.
Arrest.
Yes.
Fifth word.
Rich.
Poor.
That's right.
Sixth word.
Good.
Bad. Evil.
Win.
Lose.
Lottery.
Winner.
Or
winner. Fortune.
Luck?
Yes.
Yeah.
Los Angeles?
California?
Air.
What?
Oh.
Smog.
There are eight. Are there always eight on the password cards?
You got farther than anybody's gotten today.
You did. All right.
Rob, one more chance before we got to go to break.
Very good.
Please hand the card to Mr. Spiewak over there in the corner.
Yes.
Hey, what about me?
Oh, I'm sorry, Joe. No, give it to Joe.
Okay, Joe.
Joe, which Buzz Babe will you
play
be playing with?
Our other new one. What's her name? You know all the names.
This is Natasha.
Natasha.
Because she's the other new Buzz Babe that hasn't played.
That's right.
Here we go.
Well explained, Joe.
Yeah.
Baby gorilla. Dragon.
All right, Joe, you ready? 60 seconds and go.
All right. Porn.
Dog. Car.
Orchestra.
Music.
Read.
Book.
Pass. Boy.
Men.
This is the best.
You need to dress us back.
I'm not. No. Pass.
Next word.
Rain. Winter.
Sun. Summer.
Winter. Precipitation.
Put the clues together.
Buzz. Helping Buzz.
Santa.
What'd you say?
Christmas.
This might be our first bagel.
She said snow.
She said snow?
I thought she did say snow. Yeah.
Move on.
Pay attention.
She gets that one.
Chin.
I'm having too much fun.
Hey, before we go to break, we don't want to go out on that note. No. I want to play one more
That's
round.
I'm
going to play with Allie.
I'm just terrible.
I want to play with Allie.
Mike wants to play with Allie.
First word was clarinet.
You have no idea how much I want to play with Allie. All right. Hi, Allie.
Hi.
Thank you for keeping the bathing suit on.
Yeah, no problem.
Did you get it straight with your boyfriend where we're going to be going, you know, after this thing?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, very good. Yes, yeah. Yes.
As long as you're coming,
wild card.
You said you're going to play with me.
Maybe
right?
For a little while.
Oh,
yes,
yeah,
absolutely. We're going to a secret location because
you said it. You said your house.
Because Mike, if you're not there, then I'm just going to have to keep Rob and Mike and all the Buzz Babes and everyone else.
All right. Are you ready to play?
Okay.
60 seconds.
Hello.
Let's play ass work.
I love the tension. Christmas.
Holiday.
Yes.
Next word.
Shirt.
Pants.
Arm.
Sleeve?
Yes.
Third word.
Poetry.
Writing?
Say.
Speaking? Rhyming?
Deliver.
To stand and deliver?
Orate.
Poetry?
To speak? To recite?
Same.
To preach?
Recite.
Recite. Okay. Next word.
Clothing.
I'm not wearing any.
Top.
Good answer.
Shirt?
Shirt is right.
Next word.
Motorcycle.
Rider.
Hat.
Helmet.
Cloth.
Bandana.
Right. Frog.
Warts.
Sound.
Ribbit. Croak.
Yes.
Good.
Look.
To see.
Yes.
Good.
Military. Junior.
Baseball.
Oh! You did very well. The last one was, and we didn't get to it, cadet.
How many words did you get there?
I got seven out of eight.
That's very strong. Mike O'Mara, password
seven out of eight. All right, we're either going to have the final buzz of the day, which is very doubtful, or we're going to play more drunken password when
we
come back. And, of course, your phone calls, your wonderful, lonely phone calls at 877-365-3636. You are listening to The Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back after this.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.